The Outlet. The talk of Wanaka.
We all wear the same uniform and people expect, and so rightly so, they expect, you know, good quality service with their police force. You know, it takes more than the police in Wanaka to police Wanaka, and it's very much a community, and it takes everyone in that community to ensure that we're all safe.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour, and in this podcast, I talk to Senior Sergeant Fiona Roberts, Area Response Manager for Wanaka. We'll talk about her journey as a police officer, the unique challenges of policing in a small community, and the rewarding aspects of her role. But first, let's check out a local event in Wanaka, brought to you by Liquorland 3 Parks, there for your next event with Unreal Deals. Wanaka Toastmasters happens at the St. John's Room Wanaka, Thursday, April 25th, 7 to 9pm. Now, if you want to develop your public speaking skills, gain more confidence and become a better leader, then Toastmasters Wanaka provide a supportive and positive learning environment to develop your communication and leadership skills. All the information can be found by clicking on the Things to Do button, then Events, on your Wanaka app.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Hi Fiona, welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Hello Brett, nice to be here.
I really appreciate your time today. Can you tell me what inspired you to become a police officer and what your journey's been like so far in the force?
Yeah, look, 100%. Funny story, I attended a police scoping seminar soon after I finished university, which you can probably tell looking at me wasn't yesterday. And I went along with a friend of mine and I was pretty inspired. I don't know if you recall, there was a recruitment video drive at the time. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Absolutely, yep.
And that, I thought, I could actually be quite useful at that. So it really, it sparked something inside of me. As it turns out, I ended up joining the police and the person I went with went overseas. So yeah, that's kind of how that all happened at the beginning. Life, all my journey in the police has been really varied. And I think that's just because there's just so many opportunities in the job to follow. And I've certainly worked in probably five policing districts in New Zealand. I've travelled up to Bougainville with the police, worked in the CIB, predominantly in Christchurch. Been through several events in Christchurch, moved up to Wellington and have now moved into Southern District, and I won't be leaving, that's for sure. It's certainly the best, in my view, the best policing district in the country. And then to top that one step further, it's Wanaka is, you know, look out the window, we live in paradise, I love this place and I don't want to be here in a job that I love. So lots of challenges along the way, and including, you know, Christchurch earthquakes. I had the privilege of following the deputy commissioner around for a couple of weeks following the March terrorist attacks. And I think that was a real, a real eye-opener for me about how things work in Wellington. And just, you know, Mike Clement, he was our deputy commissioner at the time and got this stuff. Most respect for the man.
What are some of the challenges now? You've done all that, so you've got all the experience behind you, but is it different when you take it to a small community like Wanaka?
Yeah, 100%. There's nowhere to hide here. There's nowhere to hide in any small community. We all wear the same uniform and people expect, and so rightly so, they expect, you know, good quality service with their police force. You know, it takes more than the police in Wanaka to police Wanaka, and it's very much a community, and it takes everyone in that community to ensure that we're all safe. So community partnerships are certainly, you know, really important to me, and the way that my colleagues hold ourselves and the way that we present and represent the police in Wanaka. We need to have trust and confidence, and we need to be doing a very good job, and I expect that of my people, and they expect that of themselves.
Fiona, what are some of the rewards of your role as a senior sergeant at Wanaka Police Station?
It's a tricky one to probably try and explain in a short podcast, but there's so much purpose that I get from my job. It's a really tricky job. It's a really challenging job. So for me, I like to be busy and I like challenges. So it's the perfect job for that. I don't know what's going to happen when I come to work. Even today, when you rang me, I don't know what I was doing to be able to have the time to do this. So the rewards I get is, like I say, I love challenges. I love to feel successful, and I come to work. I think that the job enables us to have a great purpose, and that makes me feel successful and fulfilled when I go home. And who wouldn't want that? And that's certainly what my personality type is like. So that's probably it for me.
So when you start in the community, obviously you've got to start building trust. So how do you approach doing that, building trust and relationships?
Well, luckily for me, I've been here for some time. So I've lived in this community since 2020. It's a small community. I think I've alluded to the fact before, you can't hide. You know, once upon a time, there was one supermarket in Wanaka. So we all, and I use that term, you know, it sounds a bit silly, but if I annoy you, I'm going to meet you in the supermarket. So it pays to treat people with, you know, we have New Zealand police values, and that's around honesty and professionalism and respect. And, you know, that's how I would like to think that people would view me. I will give you respect and I would expect the same back. But also, like I said earlier, it's a small community, so we expect, you know, it takes more than the New Zealand police to keep this community safe. And it's having those relationships. It's been, you know, having just that openness about managing people's expectations, about being honest, about having to communicate some really difficult stuff to people. But if you, and like I say to my people, if we act within our values, then, you know, that's part of the outcome that we're trying to achieve. We're not going to please everyone. Sadly, that's part of my job, is to, you know, my people have to arrest people. That's not a job that enables a lot, you know, sometimes a happy outcome, but we're trying to get to the right outcome, and that's to keep our community safe and keep our victims safe and have our community value and respect the services that they get from us.
I think in a smaller community, I've lived in a few too, is that you really get to know your local police force. And I think in some ways it can help a little bit in just keeping things a bit more calmer in certain situations, can't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, I've been here since 2020. I feel like I'm very much part of this group. This station, it's a revolving door at the front. People come in and they drop in, and, you know, everyone shares information with us. And that's really helpful. We know what's annoying people. We're trying to get in front of some of the issues that are out there in our community. We're also, you know, we have so many amazing things here that we can really celebrate. And I just love the fact that there's so much property that gets handed into the station. I can guarantee that doesn't happen in too many places. And the response you get from people when you say, I found your wallet, and they're expecting nothing in it. But it goes back exactly how they lost it. So you get that in Wanaka, and I think that's something that we should absolutely celebrate and cherish.
We'll get back to my chat with Senior Sergeant Fiona Roberts shortly, and we'll talk about what initiatives or strategies are used to address community concerns and improve safety in Wanaka. But first, here's a couple of jobs listed on the Wanaka app, thanks to New World 3 Parks, for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Now, these jobs are current as of April 18th. Arrowtown Lifestyle Village are looking for a village manager. Your natural ability to lead and be inclusive will see you foster a village environment that supports a retirement lifestyle for residents that is respectful, exceptional in service, community-focused, safe, and full of enjoyment. And Rippon are looking for a dynamic and motivated events manager to join their existing Wanaka-based events team. This is a full-time position overseeing all key areas of their events calendar, including the busy summer wedding season at the Rippon Hall. You can find these jobs and more by clicking on the Jobs button on the navigation bar on your Wanaka app. Now it's back to my chat with Wanaka's Senior Sergeant, Fiona Roberts. So how are you working to address any community concerns and improve safety in Wanaka, Fiona?
You know, with any community, there's certain issues, and what we do is generally assess what that problem is, analyse what that problem is. It'll be brought to our attention in one way or another. Work with our community partners, and I keep saying that we're a small policing group here, and we have great partnerships within the community to help address issues that we have. We will deploy strategies to help address those issues and partnerships with people in the community, and then deploy appropriately and then assess how we're actually making an impact. There are things that, the road trauma that we have, we will deploy invisible times and being present, but there's only so much that we can control as well. But we can certainly try and beat the demand. Again, that's one of my roles, is making sure that we've got the right people at the right place at the right time. How long's a piece of string with that answer?
That's right. I mean, there's lots of growth going on too. And you have a lot of people come in, seasonal workers and all these things. So there's lots of factors, isn't there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We have a very transient population. You'll see that, you know, there's a lot of visitors in town at the minute with school holidays. I understand that Australia have the same holidays with us this year. So we see a lot of people coming into Wānaka, and generally speaking, people are great. But we do tend to see that, you know, the worst side of things, and it's often at the end of a few Fantas and a bit of poor decision making. So, but anyway, we'll, you know, if you come to meet any of my staff or me, you will be treated with, you know, within our values, and we hope to engage and educate and try and dissuade people from finding themselves in situations where potentially a better decision might have avoided that.
Have you got any advice for anyone who's considering a career with the police, and especially in a rural or a small town setting?
100%. So never say never. I'm so proud to be part of this organisation, and I'm not saying that in a very cheesy way. I've also stepped out and stepped back into it. And the thing about this job for me, and I'm lucky to have it here, is that it gives me so much purpose. I love the place, but more importantly, I love the organisation, and I love what it does, what it enables us to do, and that's to help people. We, you know, policing wasn't like what it used to be. It's not a, you know, 20, 30 year career anymore. We've got people who are joining the police who've got, you know, teaching backgrounds, they've got farming backgrounds. We need those sort of people in this particular area. We've got a geographically diverse area. Practical skills, worldly skills, people who can communicate are really helpful. So if anyone does have an interest in joining the police, I'd love to hear from you. Generally, what would happen if you were coming into the police, you'd go to somewhere like Queenstown, a bigger tier police station. You'd learn your craft, and then you would hopefully at some point have the privilege of working in a place like Wānaka downstream.
It is great to get involved with the community. I mean, I know growing up at school, when the police car used to come to school and you could turn the sirens on, they'd show you all the gear and do those talks. I mean, all that involvement is just, it's so rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, when we get to do that here, right? We are busy, but we also have the ability to, it's not a big place. We love to be involved, and we love to be involved with the schools. We love to be involved with anything. Just give us an invite. If we can make it happen, we'll certainly try and get there. Thing is, you know, that the team here, they are part of the community, so anything that they can do to, you know, represent the police well and the community, I say bring it on.
Well, it's been so wonderful talking to you. Thank you for all the work that you and the team do in Wānaka, and I'm sure that we'll catch up again.
Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Wānaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wānaka. Now, if you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wānaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wānaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wānaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.